Jerry Bader Show 921. I mentioned earlier I'd gotten into some exchanges, one in email with a relative, another on Twitter with a listener. And it's clear to me that for, and I don't know how many, but for some of the anti-gun constituency, they have decided Las Vegas is the line. The line to what? To where we have to accept as a country that in the 21st century, we cannot have a Second Amendment that allows the gun rights that it does. Now, they're nervous, they're queasy about saying that, which is why both exchanges were incoherent, because they didn't want to come right out and say, we no longer can allow the Second Amendment to allow the rights that it does. But that's basically what they were saying, and they were contorting themselves, twisting themselves in knots, not saying that. A liberal, a prominent liberal, has decided to come out and say it. And that would be Michael Moore. He is proposing a 28th Amendment to repeal the Second Amendment. I do not support what he's proposing here. However, I give him credit that he has the honesty to admit that's what he thinks needs to happen. Because that's where I think many in the anti-gun constituency are right now, but they feel it's a non-starter, so they're trying to say it without saying it. He says it. I want to share it. My proposal to repeal the Second Amendment and replace it with this. Proposed 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. A well-regulated state national guard being helpful to the safety and security of a state in times of need, along with the strictly regulated right of the people to keep and bear a limited number of non-automatic arms for sport and hunting, with respect to the primary right of all people to be free from gun violence, this shall not be infringed. I, Michael Moore, along with all who support an end to this epidemic of gun violence, propose a new amendment to our Constitution that repeals the ancient and outdated Second Amendment, which was written before bullets and revolvers were even invented, and replaces it with a new 28th Amendment that guarantees states can have the state militias, a.k.a. state national guards, which are made up of citizen soldiers who are called upon in times of natural disaster or other state emergencies, allows individuals to use guns for sport and gathering food, and guarantees everyone's right to be free of and protected from gun violence. This amendment would allow states and the federal government to pass laws that would regulate gun ownership in the following manner. And here's specifically what he has in mind. As more than 90% of gun violence is committed by men, in order for a man to purchase a gun, he must first get a waiver from his current wife, plus his most recent ex-wife, or any woman with whom he is currently in a relationship. If he's gay, he must get the waiver from his male spouse partner. This law has greatly reduced most spousal domestic gun murders in Canada. All automatic and semi-automatic guns are banned. No gun or magazine may hold more than 6 bullets. To activate a gun for it to be used, the trigger must recognize the fingerprint of its registered owner. This will eliminate most crimes committed with a gun, as 80% of these crimes are done with a stolen gun. One's guns must be stored at a licensed gun club or government-regulated gun storage facility. Believing that having a gun in your home provides you with protection is an American myth. No, it's not, but at least he's honest. He doesn't think you should have the right to have a gun in your house. People who die from a home invasion make up a sad but minuscule 0.04% of all gun murders in the U.S., and a third of them are killed by their own gun. I'm not taking his stats as fact. I'm just saying what he's saying. To own and operate a gun, one must obtain a license like one does to operate a car. To get a license, you have to complete a gun training and safety course and pass a thorough background check. As nearly half of all gun deaths are suicides, mental health care must become a top national health priority and must be properly funded. And by making it more difficult to purchase a gun and requiring its storage outside the home, easy access during a suicidal moment is denied. Current restrictions placed on the Centers for Disease Control due to successful lobbying by the NRA have prohibited them from studying the gun violence epidemic in the U.S. These rules need to be removed and the funding restored. Science will then be free to find out why we alone are among nations and killing each other at such a massive rate. Hint, it's not just the guns, it's us as Americans. I actually agree with him on that point. Amazingly. There are few of the regulations that can be enacted to both protect society yet not deny hunters and sportsmen. These are a few. This is the sane approach that meets everyone's needs. Everyone, that is, except those of the serial killer, the mass murderer, the violent ex-husband, the disgruntled employee, or the disturbed and bullied teenager. We will never eliminate all murder. That's been with us since Cain and Abel. But we can join the community of enlightened nations where gun violence is that rare occurrence, as opposed to the daily tragedy we now suffer here in the U.S. This can come to an end with the repeal of the Second Amendment and replacing it with the 28th Amendment. For those of you who believe it will be impossible to do this, let me close by sharing with you two important facts that should give us hope. One, we are not a country of gun nuts. 77% of all Americans do not own a gun. If three-quarters of the country has decided they have no need for a gun, three-quarters of the country may also decide they have no need for an archaic amendment that allows retired accountants to own 47 assault weapons. Let's organize the 77%. Two, when President Obama tried to get Congress to pass simple, common-sense gun control legislation after Sandy Hook, polls showed 90% of the country backed him, but the NRA beat him. Let's organize the 90%. We can start with the upcoming midterm election. Let every candidate know, if you take NRA money, we will remove you from office. Then do it. So, here's what Moore is proposing. I don't support it, but I think this is intellectually honest, because this is where most of the anti-gun crowd is. He believes 3/4 of America supports this. If he does, then it would happen. So I want your thoughts on him being intellectually honest enough to do this and on his proposal. I don't support it, but I think this is the debate that we have to have, and not this sensible gun legislation when you really do want this. And that is what a lot of the anti-gun crowd wants. We'll take calls after the news. Joe and Iola, please hang on. You'll be first up after the news. It's 9:29.
American Metal Roofs, made in America.